Oklahoma State won on its first trip to a BCS Bowl by outlasting fourth-ranked Stanford 41-38 in overtime on Quinn Sharp's 22-yard field goal in the Cowboys' first possession of overtime to win an entertaining Fiesta Bowl. It's the first time in school history that Oklahoma State has posted a 12-victory season. Brandon Whedon had a big day with 24 of 42 passing for 399 yards and three touchdowns. His favorite receiver was Justin Blackman, who caught eight passes for 186 yards and three TDs. Blackman was named the Fiesta Bowl MVP. After the game, Blackman said he'll skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Stanford's Andrew Luck had his stellar career end on a down note. The likely number one pick in the NFL draft was superb, completing 27 of 31 passes for 347 yards and two touchdowns. The Cardinal had a chance to win it at the end of regulation, but Jordan Williamson missed a potential game-winning field goal at the end of regulation. He also missed a field goal on Stanford's first possession of the regulation time. First possession of overtime. Stanford wound up 11-2 on the season. Oregon's incredible offense busted up Wisconsin and the record books on the way to the Ducks' first Rose Bowl victory in 95 years. Darren Thomas passed for 268 yards and three touchdowns as 6th-ranked Oregon outscored 9th-ranked Washington 45-38 in the highest-scoring Rose Bowl ever. Freshman DeAnthony Thomas scored on runs of 91 and 64 yards in the Ducks' first bowl victory under coach Chip Kelly. The granddaddy of them all had never seen this many points. That beat the record of 80 points total scored by Washington and Iowa in 1991. Kirk Cousins threw for 300 yards and one touchdown, and Dan Conroy kicked a 28-yard field goal in the third overtime, giving number 12 Michigan State a 33-30 victory over number 18 Georgia in the Outback Bowl. Georgia's Blair Walsh became the Southeastern Conference's career scoring leader with a field goal in the second extra period, but he missed a 42-yarder in the first overtime after conservative play calling. He also had a 47-yard attempt blocked on the final play of the game. Michigan State ended the season at 11-3, while Georgia fell to 10-4. Penn State's tumultuous season ends with a 30-14 loss to Houston in the Ticket City Bowl. Star quarterback Case Keenum threw for 532 yards and three touchdowns to help the 20th-ranked Cougars finish 13-1 as he burned the 24th-ranked Nittany Lions with touchdown passes of 40 and 75 yards to build a 24-7 lead by halftime. That was Penn State's first bowl game without Joe Paterno as a head coach since 1962. Florida avoided its first losing season since 1979 with a 24-17 victory over Ohio State in the Gator Bowl game that featured two unranked teams. Andre DeBose returned a kickoff 99 yards for the Gators, and teammate Chris Rainey blocked a punt that was returned for a touchdown. At 6-7, the Buckeyes finished below 500 for the first time since 1986. Former Florida coach Urban Meyer takes over the Ohio State program this week. 11th-ranked South Carolina reaches 11 wins for the first time in school history with a convincing 30-13 victory over number 21 Nebraska in the Capital One Bowl in Orlando. Connor Shaw threw two touchdown passes, and the Gamecocks defense turned in six sacks and shut out the Cornhuskers over the final three quarters. South Carolina snaps a three-game bowl losing streak as they finish their season 11-2. In other college football news, University of Washington running back Chris Polk will forego his senior season and enter the NFL draft. Polk leaves as number two on the Huskies' career yards rushing list with 4,049. He holds the school record for carries, average per game, and 100-yard games. The 222-pound back finished his career with 147 yards and a touchdown on 30 carries and lost to Baylor in the Alamo Bowl. North Carolina says junior defensive end Dante Page Moss has told the Tar Heels coaches that he plans to enter the NFL draft. Page Moss played in all 13 games, finishing with 29 tackles, 4 for loss, and 2 sacks. Justin Wilcox is leaving Tennessee for a chance to be the answer to Washington's defensive woes. Washington confirmed the hiring of Wilcox as the Huskies' new defensive coordinator, replacing Nick Holt, who was fired after Washington surrendered 777 yards and 67 points in an Alamo Bowl loss to Baylor. He's also bringing linebackers coach Peter Sermon with him to help the Huskies. Also, Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says he believes a team from the conference will be playing a football game in China in the not-too-distant future. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes believes the future is bright for the Cyclone program. ISU finished the season with a record of 6-7 after a 27-13 loss to Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl. A number of key performers will return for ISU, and there is talent in all of the classes.
That's been the plan. We've recruited to that, and we've put players in that position as far as a depth chart is concerned. I can't tell you how anxious I am for January to get here and then February to get here and continue to work with these kids and continue to develop these kids. And I know our kids will have that same approach that first week in January. We probably won't go in full speed because we've been playing football a long time. But we get to the middle of January, we'll be going. We'll be pinning our ears back.
Left tackle Kelechi Osemele will be one of the offensive linemen departing, but he says there are capable players ready to step in.
We have actually more athleticism coming in, you know, as far as the tackle goes and as guard goes. And we have guys that have a lot of experience that can just step in and play that we've, you know, seen playing in big games, you know, like Gannon coming in and playing in the Okie State game and in this game. So, you know, I don't really feel like there's going to be too much of a drop off as far as talent goes next year because we have a lot of capable players.
Running back Jeff Woody says, while excited about the future, the Cyclones have areas that do need to improve.
We've got to be consistent. We can't turn the ball over. We have to have a better turnover ratio next year, and that's a focus that's got to happen. We can't be as streaky because the year we went to Phoenix last year and this year, we had big winning streaks, big losing streaks, and we have to stop that, and we have to be consistent. Like Coach says, you have to be a peak and plateau team. You can't dip down into the valley, which we succumbed to a couple times this year, but it's just... you have to work, and you have to be on an even keel. It's what we have to practice on.
The Cyclones open up next season at home on September 1st. They'll face off against a tough Tulsa squad. Well, if you didn't see these next stories coming, then you just haven't been paying much attention. The NFL's Rams and Buccaneers fired their head coaches just a day after completing disappointing seasons with yet another loss. Steve Spagnuolo was let go by St. Louis after a 2-14 season that tied for the worst in the league. General manager Billy Devaney also got the axe. The Rams' 2011 season was made all the more disappointing by the fact that it followed a year in which the team made a 6-win improvement and played for the NFC West title in its finale. But St. Louis was just 10-38 overall in three seasons, with Spagnuolo and Devaney calling the shots. Tampa Bay is parting ways with Raheem Morris after three seasons. It produced a 17-31 overall record. The Bucs went 10-6 in 2010, but finished 4-12 this season after losing their final 10 games. It marks the franchise's longest losing streak within the same season since 1977. The 35-year-old Morris was hired in January of 2009. He replaced John Gruden after Tampa Bay lost the final four games of 2008 to miss the playoffs after a 9-3 start. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that the Jaguars have asked permission to speak with Carolina offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski about their coaching vacancy. He's a hot property after taking an offense ranked dead last in the NFL in total offense to 7th this season in his first year on the job. The Jaguars have received permission from the New York Jets to interview offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer for their head coaching vacancy. And Falcons coach Mike Smith confirms that his team has given the Jags permission to talk with his offensive coordinator. Mike Mularkey went 14-18 in two seasons as head coach at Buffalo before joining Atlanta's staff 3 years ago. Jacksonville fired Jack Del Rio in late November, replacing him with assistant Mel Tucker on an interim basis as the Jags finished 5-11. Colts owner Jim Irsay has fired team vice president Bill Polian and his general manager son Chris Polian. The Colts finished 2-14 and will have the top pick in the NFL draft. He said there's a good chance coach Jim Caldwell will be back next season, but his evaluation is not over. The NFL has set the order for April's draft for non-playoff teams, with the 2-14 Indianapolis Colts owning the number one overall pick. St. Louis also went 2-14, but against a more difficult schedule, leaving them at number two in the pecking order. Minnesota's 3-13 record gives them the third choice, followed by Cleveland and Tampa Bay teams that went 4-12. The winner of the Super Bowl will select last, and the loser will go next to last, regardless of their regular season records. Conference championship game losers will select 29th and 30th. Divisional round participants not advancing to the conference title games will select 25th through 28th. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
While Perry Jones III had 14 points, 12 rebounds, as fourth-ranked Baylor remained undefeated with a 61-52 win over Texas A&M in the Big 12 opener for both of those teams. The Bears have started the season with a first 14-game winning streak in school history. Only one other game involving a ranked top 25 team in the AP poll is Sammy Zeglinski and Joe Harris hit big three-pointers in the final minutes, enabling number 21 Virginia to beat LSU 57-52 in a non-conference game. Syracuse is number one this week in the AP Top 25. That's their fourth straight week at the top. The Orange received 60 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel, six more than a week ago. Kentucky got the other five and moves up to number two, replacing an Ohio State team that drops to sixth after losing to Indiana. The Hoosiers inch up a spot to number 12. North Carolina, Baylor, and Duke all jump two places to third through fifth, while Missouri, Connecticut, Georgetown, and Michigan State round out the top 10. After losing to Georgetown and Kentucky, Louisville falls from 4th to 11th, while Pittsburgh is out of the poll for the first time since the middle of the 09-10 season after three straight losses. In the NBA yesterday, it was Phoenix beating Golden State 102-91, Atlanta beat Miami 100-92, Indiana topping New Jersey 108-94, Detroit downing Orlando 89-78, Toronto 90-85 over New York, Boston beat Washington 100-92, it was Minnesota over San Antonio by 10, 106-96, Dallas topping Oklahoma City 100-87, Denver beat Milwaukee 91-86, and Utah over New Orleans 94-90. In the National Hockey League, the New York Rangers beat Philadelphia in the Winter Classic, the outdoor game in Philly, 3-2 the final. Rangers win it yesterday. Also, Ottawa beat New Jersey in overtime 3-2. San Jose, a double overtime 3-2 winner over Vancouver. Edmonton edging Chicago 4-3, and Colorado got by Los Angeles in double overtime by a score of 2-1. And don't forget high school basketball tonight here on KJAN, as we'll be in Council Bluffs tonight as Lewis Central plays host to Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball play. We'll have all the action for you tonight. 7:30 is the scheduled tip time. We'll be on the air slightly before that to get you started with the broadcast. That's Atlantic at Lewis Central live tonight. Boys high school basketball here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.